The Letter of James, Chapter 5. The Misfortunes of the Rich. So, now for what concerns the rich. Cry and weep for the misfortunes that are coming upon you. Your riches are rotting, and your clothes eaten up by the moths. Your silver and gold have rusted, and their rust grows into a witness against you. It will consume your flesh like fire, for having piled up riches in these last days. You deceived the workers who harvested your fields, but now their wages cry out to the heavens. The reaper's complaints have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You lived in luxury and pleasure in this world, thus fattening yourselves for the day of slaughter. You have easily condemned and killed the innocent, since they offered no resistance. Look forward to the Lord's coming. Be patient then, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. See how the sower waits for the precious fruits of the earth, looking forward patiently to the autumn and spring rains. You also be patient, and do not lose heart, because the Lord's coming is near. Beloved, do not fight among yourselves, and you will not be judged. See, the judge is already at the door. Take for yourselves as an example of patience the suffering of the prophets who spoke in the Lord's name. See how those who were patient are called blessed. You have heard of the patience of Job, and know how the Lord dealt with him in the end. For the Lord is merciful and shows compassion. Above all, my beloved, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth, or make a habit of swearing. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no, lest you become liable for judgment. The sick. Are any among you discouraged? They should pray. Are any of you happy? They should sing songs to God. If anyone is sick, let him call on the elders of the church. They shall pray for him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer, said in faith, will save the sick person. The Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed any sins, he will be forgiven. There will be healing if you confess your sins to one another and pray for each other. The prayer of the upright man has great power, provided he perseveres. Elijah was a human being like ourselves, and when he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, no rain fell for 3.5 years. Then he prayed again. The sky yielded rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brothers, if any one of you strays far away from the truth, and another person brings him back to it, be sure of this: he who brings back a sinner from the wrong way will save his soul from death and win forgiveness for many sins.